NATO is cooking up something big right now, very big. According to excellent journalist and friend of the show, Eva Bartlett, quote, I've heard from several contacts now who've gotten the same nearly verbatim emails and questions. NATO's mouthpieces are cooking something up. Now, if you know Eva, she's one of the finest journalists in the world, okay? Hands down. Very few people even come close to her. She's not given to hyperbole, okay? She's not one to say, NATO's up to something. No, she's basing that in fact, and it's deeply, deeply concerning. I'll tell you, a hot war with Russia is happening, folks. We need to wake up right now. The Biden administration, led by Antony Blinken, because President Biden is not leading this administration. It's Antony Blinken. He's president, basically, of the United States. Blinken hints U.S. will allow Ukraine to strike Russian territory with U.S. missiles. He made the comments in Moldova, where he is right now, getting them to shut down their state media to enable them to stop any kind of Russian information that's being that's coming into their country. Going to give a, you know, millions of dollars in aid for that country right now, as long as they stand in lockstep with us right now. Anyway, he said that the U.S. may allow Ukraine to strike Russian territory with U.S.-made missiles, which would risk provoking a major response from Russia, of course. Last night, Blinken actively pushing to allow NATO to strike Russian territory with U.S.-made missiles. I don't care how you spin this. We are not stupid. This means the U.S. is attacking Russia. A physical, hot, kinetic war with Russia. This is how they will control us. This is how they will remain in power. Think you have an election to worry about coming up in November? Not if we're at a full-blown war with Russia. They won't have to even worry about election. We'll cancel the DNC. We'll cancel the Democratic National Convention. We'll make sure that all of you get a ballot mailed to your house. You don't have to leave the house. There's a security risk. Why would you want to go to a grocery store? Why would you want to leave your house? After all, Russia could hit you. This is how they will control us. Remember, Tucker Carlson warned us about this. Right after he was let go from Fox News, he talked about a hot war with Russia and how they've tried the COVID strategy. They actively want a hot war with Russia. This is how they will control us. Watch.
You know, here's my view of it. I think the lies are unsustainable. Lying is always unsustainable. You're always found out in the end, whether in your lifetime or posthumously. But you're, you know, lies are always revealed by their nature. And these lies are so big and so obvious and so stupid that it's going to be very clear to the majority of voters before the election that the Biden administration has no idea what it's doing, that Joe Biden is not running the government, and that it's not working at all. And I think by that point, we're going to have a real economic contraction. I think we're going to be in the teeth of a very tough recession, and that makes everything much more intense. And so if your goal is to maintain power, and if you think once you relinquish power, the problem with everything becoming the problem with criminalizing politics is the people who do it imagine or know that it will be done to them. So once you start indicting your political opponents, you know that you have to win or else they're going to indict you if they win, right?
Right.
And so they can't lose. They will do anything to win. So how do they do that? They're not going to do COVID again. I know everyone on the right's afraid they're going to do COVID and mask mandate. They're not going to do that. They can't do that. If they've already been exposed, that won't work. There's going to be, no, what are they going to do? They're going to go to war with Russia is what they're going to do. There will be a hot war between the United States and Russia in the next year. And
really?
Yes, of course. They want it anyway. I don't think we'll win it, but that's a separate analysis. But
now that was 9 months ago. Pretty prescient. Then the mainstream media playing right along with Biden. Here's the New York Times in lockstep. From allies and advisors, pressure grows on Biden to allow attacks on Russian territory. President Biden is weighing fears of escalation with a nuclear-armed adversary as he considers whether to let Ukraine shoot American weapons into Russia. First of all, do any of you believe for a hot second that President Biden is weighing anything in his brain? I mean, honestly, I don't say that to be rude, but I mean, do you think advisors are sitting around wondering, the president, he's up there sitting at the coffee table by the fireplace, like Franklin Roosevelt. You know,
I think they just give him an ice cream cone and they talk about the things they want to talk about. He's not, he's just sitting there with his ice cream and they're just, they're planning the destruction of the United States.
Just melting in his mouth, and he's not weighing anything. There's nothing that he's weighing right now. There are people that are running this on purpose, and this is exactly what they want to have happen. From allies and adversaries, right? Pressure grows on Biden. They control everything that he does. It's not enough right now to, because the new narrative from the West is that Ukraine will die unless we launch attacks at military targets inside Russia. It's not enough to just stop them in Ukraine. No, we need to go to the heart of the matter right now. Here's an example of how this narrative has changed in the Western press. Here's the Telegraph. Ukraine knows it is finished. Then it's Ukraine now knows that it has just months left to survive. But now it's at the bottom of your screen. Without what Western armaments, Ukraine may only have months left. See how this flows? But even the weapons aren't enough. So we need long-range weapons to hit inside of Russia because our weapons suck. Here's CNN. Soldiers in Ukraine say U.S.-supplied tanks have made them targets for Russian strikes. The armed forces of Ukraine have complained to CNN about Abrams tanks, saying that these vehicles don't have enough armor to even stop small drone attacks. Russia is destroying these crappy tanks. They're over 30 years old, by the way. Ukraine says the tanks are so bad that when a little rain or moisture or fog get into the tank, they're burning out the crappy electronics inside the tank. Here's CNN.
They hide feverishly as they're a prime target for Russian missiles. But if Moscow knew the trouble these US-supplied Abrams tanks are causing Ukraine, they might not bother and let them keep them. The M1 Abrams, America's main battle tank, a veteran of fighting Saddam in Iraq and desert insurgents. But muddy Ukrainian fields and $500 attack drones, not so much.
There was such a fuss around whether Ukraine would get these, but from the moment the decision was made, yes, through the training, through the time it took to get to the front line, the war has enormously changed.
All 31 America gave are now in one area in the east where Ukraine is losing ground. Training in Germany, the interior in Ukrainian. And while there is gratitude for all US help, they can't pretend this is working.
Його броня на сьогоднішній момент абсолютно недостатня. Вона не захищає екіпаж. Ну, насправді, на сьогоднішній момент це війна дронів. Тепер, коли виїжджає танк, його завжди намагаються вразити.
Ціль номер один.
Ціль номер один.
На полі бою, виходить, без захисту екіпаж виживе.
It's sad, of course, that American armor is garbage. Colonel Douglas McGregor has told us this for months here on this show, that our weapons are not up to par, they're insufficient, they were built for old wars. And, of course, the military-industrial complex knows that. They're able to keep building them because we keep paying them for them. And they're not useful, they're being destroyed, and they're out of date. They are anachronistic at this point. And so why are CNN, though, and the New York Times... This is, to me, more sad about all of this. Why are CNN, the New York Times, and other publications, all like within the same 48-hour period, 72-hour period, all simultaneously telling us these things? So curious, isn't it? These news organizations that literally have connections to the intelligence community that get stories fed to them on a spoon, why are they all on the same page? So curious, isn't it? It's for one clear purpose, of course. What you've been doing isn't working. Time to launch long-range attacks inside of Russia. So you need more proof. Do you need any more proof that they're all in cahoots? The front page of the Financial Times today. NATO's Eastern European air defenses at 5% of required capacity. Yeah, nothing. We're being destroyed. So bad tanks, no air defenses, out of weapons. Ukraine could fall in moments. Yeah. Why are we hearing all of this? You know why? It's because Plan B is now on the table. Plan B, as Eva Bartlett mentioned earlier in the show, when she talked about there's something being cooked up. Could it be Plan B, which is attack Russia directly? deep inside of Russia. Putin knows it. He's not an idiot. He called it out directly. Watch.
Представители стран НАТО, особенно в Европе, особенно в малых странах, они должны вообще отдавать себе отчет, с чем они играют. Они должны помнить о том, что это, как правило, государство с небольшой территорией, с очень плотным населением. И этот фактор, который они должны иметь в виду, прежде чем говорить о нанесении ударов вглубь российской территории. Это серьезная вещь, и мы, конечно, самым внимательным образом наблюдаем за этим. Ну и вообще, эта постоянная эскалация может привести к серьезным последствиям. Если эти серьезные последствия будут наступать в Европе, как поведут себя Соединенные Штаты, имея в виду наш приоритет в сфере стратегических вооружений?
We're watching it very closely. Do you think he's bluffing? Again, I don't. Russia overnight just destroyed a NATO staging base in western Ukraine. There is a large amount of weapons, large amount of troops gathered there before being sent to the front lines. And trainers, NATO trainers. Russia fired one of their hypersonic Kinzhal missiles, according to reports, wiped out an entire F-16 loading area. Killed over 300 people, including NATO forces from France, Poland, and Baltic countries. They hit the same area back in 2022, by the way. They know exactly. So now this is a clear message to NATO. We see the stuff arriving, the F-16s that you're training these pilots on right now, and you're flying back and forth over Poland and into western Ukraine, and we're just going to destroy that whole area again. Putin has been warning that this was going to happen. Keep provoking him, and you're going to find out. F around and find out. So what do you guys think? What do you guys think NATO is cooking up right now? But they're all on the same page. Blinken in Moldova. All of these news publications saying the same thing. France saying that they're about to send trainers to Ukraine. What is about to happen here? I don't think that they are going to be going home with their tail between their legs saying, we're done. Sorry, we provoked the bear. We poked the bear enough. We were wrong. We're going back home. I think this is going to be a deadly, deadly moment, and they are absolutely playing with fire.
They can't do that because there's too much money on the line for them. I mean, like, think of all that money that the military-industrial complex would lose out on if we just decided to de-escalate. I mean, Right. Peace, that's not profitable.
No, peace has been on the... I mean, this is something that Russia said repeatedly. And even Lavrov said, I think, over the past 48 hours, we're not the ones holding back peace agreements. We had a signed agreement with Zelensky until the United States and UK got in the way and pulled it off the table. Go ahead, David.
Well, I was going to say, I see people in the chat saying, well, Russia's going to... They just want to take over the world, and this is going to let that happen. But the thing is, like, when have they... Russia, the Soviet Union literally saved the world. Like, they saved the world from the Nazis. We took credit, but they are the ones that did it, right? So they've never had any indication that they want to expand the Soviet Union beyond where they are, right? They even made agreements with Ukraine to be like, look, you can have what you want. Let's have people vote. We'll do it all democratically. And he's really tried to bring peace. It's like you've been sold lies so many times by our government that we have these enemies that end up not really being our enemies. Like, they don't have to be our enemies. And it just frustrates me that people don't pay attention to what's been going on since World War II and the sacrifice that the Soviet Union made for the entire world.
Pay attention to, pay attention to NATO's expansion. Read how, read the hidden armies of NATO, basically the kill squads of NATO. Read Benjamin Abelow's great book, How the West Brought War to Ukraine. That's all you just read. Just read books. Just read the history. Understand it. You won't even say that then. And also, again, Russia wanting to expand and take over Europe. Russia has a massive, massive amount of land. The last thing that they want to do, anyone who understands Russia, is want to even expand further and take over people that aren't already part of that massive diaspora. It's the last thing they want to do. They have enough minerals and resources. We don't. We try to get them from them. Anyway, well, you can have a back and forth discussion. And wherever you fall on liking Putin, hating Putin, it really doesn't matter. but it's about trying to provoke them into a war. And the United States is great at this. We love using false flags. We love trying to provoke people into war to justify wars. I mean, look at 9/11 for crying out loud. Look at the Oklahoma City bombing. Look about the information we knew about Pearl Harbor ahead of time and didn't stop it on purpose. So we have, look at the USS Liberty and the collaboration with Israel to bring us into a war against Egypt in 1967. Remember the Maine, Vietnam, Gulf of Tonkin. So there's so much evidence about the United States provoking people. Look at Syria. Look at the fake gas attacks in Douma and Syria. How many more pieces of evidence do you need? But this time, the CIA, this time they're being the good guys here. This time, they're not poking the bear. It's ridiculous to think that this time they're being the good guys. Don't fall for it. But they want us to go into war. And this is how they want to keep people home on election day, by the way. Don't go out of your house. Russia's coming. They might be coming over the border in Alaska right now. They might be coming down from Canada. They want to take over the world. So you don't need to leave the house. We'll just send you a mail-in ballot so you can vote. Don't worry. We'll take care of it. Oh, and by the way, we'll send you some stimulus money, too, and it'll have Joe Biden's name on the stimulus check. So just stay home. Who are you going to vote for? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Know what I mean? I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.